So we're talking about the irrelevance of NYSE, and this is on the back of comments made by the Minister of Youth and Sports, Sunday Dare, who says that scrapping the NYSE or even making it optional, scrapping it or even making it optional shouldn't be a subject of discussion, considering the primary goal of the scheme's founders. Mr. Dare said this while presenting his ministry's scorecard at an event held at the National Press Center in Abuja on Tuesday. Now, my question is this: with the successes and the shortcomings, because there are and there have been shortcomings of the NYSE program, is the NYSE still relevant for Nigeria? Now let's take a quick look at some of the objectives of the NYSE. And I'm on the NYSE site, talking about nyse.gov.ng. The objectives of the National Youth Service Corps scheme are clearly spelled out in decree number 51 of 16 June 1993 as follows: to inculcate discipline in Nigerian youths by instilling in them a tradition of industry at work and of patriotic and loyal service to Nigeria in any situation that they may find themselves, to raise the moral tone of the Nigerian youth by giving them the opportunity to learn about higher ideas of national achievement, social and cultural improvement, to develop in the Nigerian youths the attitudes of mind acquired through shared experience and suitable training, which will make them more amenable to mobilization in the national interest. Number 4, 5, and 6 are very important, and I'd like to read them for you, please. To enable Nigerian youths acquire the spirit of self-reliance by encouraging them to develop skills for self-employment. Number 5, to contribute to the accelerated growth of the national economy. Number 6, to develop common ties. And I think it's probably one of the most important. To develop common ties with Nigerian youths and promote national unity and integration. There are over 12 objectives of the NYSE. But you see, these first 6 that I read out, very important, particularly in 2022. If you take into consideration what's been going on within the past decade and a half. So, we've seen, and I'm sure we've said this several times, some of you have your parents right now because of NYSE. Your daddy went to Jigawa, I met your mommy. Your mommy went to Katsina, I met your daddy. Your daddy went to Cross River State, and after having Afan, that was it. His soul was sold. His roots have changed. He now even bears Efiong on the street. But people don't know he's from Ishialagwa. But that's how involved, that's how ingrained he is in that community. There are some men I know from my days in the University of Port Harcourt who bear a river's name. But their forefathers, and even they themselves were born and bred, raised in Enugu State. But they have a river's name. Their children bear river's names. Why? NYSE took them to Okrika. And then they fell in love with an Okrika girl, and they married the Okrika girl, and the Okrika girl has given them 6 lovely children. 6. Not 1, not 2, not 3, not 4, not 5. 6 lovely children. But is it still relevant? Some Nigerians have claimed that the NYSE isn't relevant because, hello, some people have lost their lives. Sad to say, but we must say it. Some Nigerian youths have lost their lives in the course of serving this country. Don't forget, one of the reasons, one of the objectives is for these young people to be trained in such a way that they can be mobilized for national unity and for the economy. We've seen youth corps members used during the last elections. We've seen youth corps members used for medical outreaches. We've seen youth corps members who have been used to help in census. We've seen youth corps members who have helped to control crowds at events. And you all know, yes, I'm very sure I can make this bold claim, you all know that some UCO members have got into some communities where they've helped build the school, where they've helped maybe even fix toilets, or even started a scheme that had become beneficial to those people. So, on this Pokey Talk station this morning, I asked, do you really think NYSE is no longer relevant?
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Zero seven zero nine zero. WhatsApp number is 08090306416. Then stroll onto Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. That's where you find us on Facebook and Twitter. Join the conversation, follow updates and podcasts available on these platforms. Relevant or not? Let those who say aye say aye, and the nays say nays. Let's find out from you. Austin is on the line this morning. Let's get to say hello to Austin. Austin, good morning to you. Welcome, please.
Good morning, my brother.
Good morning.
Yeah, I heard you talk about NYSE and its relevance.
Yes, please.
Yes. You see, sometimes when we discuss things like this, especially the NYSE thing, I begin to wonder if this NYSE is actually for people in the Southeast, South-South, and the West. Because when you try to say something about scrubbing it, they'll begin to tell you the relevance of NYSE. But the question is, why is it that those females in the North are not posted to this part of the country?
That is not accurate, Austin. Austin, that's exactly not accurate.
Those Muslim females in the North,
yes,
you hardly see them posted. In fact, let me tell you, the Muslim female I have seen in this part of the country are those from the West, the Yoruba Muslim. These are the ones that I see in this part of the world. So what of the Muslims in the North?
Once again, Austin, that's exactly that's exactly why we have conversation like this, because we need to dispel some of these notions. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't have the facts. I don't have the numbers of exactly how many people come from left or right or go up or not. But I beg your pardon, I know not one, not two, not three, not ten. I knew and I know several people who were from the North, from Kano, who were posted down to Port Harcourt, Muslims, female. I knew and I know several, not one, not two, not ten. With my time in Kaduna, in a radio station there in Kaduna, in another radio station in Kaduna, I got to meet a few females who were northerners. They had never crossed Abuja, but because of NYSE, they were posted to Port Harcourt and Akwa Ibom. And they were asking us, those of us who were from the South then, what is it like? I heard they are this, they're militants, blah, blah, blah. These were Muslims. They came, they went, and they stayed. Now, I cannot say it's 2 billion people or 2 million. I cannot. But I do know that there are. 9-3, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, please.
Yeah, John coming from Port Harcourt.
Good morning, John. Compliments of the season to you.
Yeah, I wish you all the best. One thing I would say is about NYSE and what NYSE have done to me personally. It was giving me the kind of friends I have now. Let me tell you, before I went to NYC, anybody I see as a Muslim, I see that person as an enemy before NYC.
Hmm.
But when I went to NYC, the people we stayed together and ate together in the same place for over 1 year, we are all Muslim. Hello?
I'm listening to you, John, please.
Yeah, we are all Muslim. And I had a friend there who choir to some casino. And I can also bet you that the job I'm doing in Port Harcourt, I got it through that year. You understand? So NYSC, in fact, NYSC, what the benefit it has done to me personally has weighed no matter whoever thinks he wants to scrap it. Why would you even think of grabbing it?
Well, because, well, John, I'm sure you know, during the last elections and even during the vaccination processes across the state, some NYSC members, some core members were attacked. Some even lost their lives. Some have even been kidnapped. And do you remember during the peak of the Boko Haram insurgents in the northeast and parts of the northwest, you know, some people were even, in fact, they stopped sending people there. People were saying, look, scrap it because of security issues.
It's accepted. But can you quantify the numbers of non-NYC members that have been seen in all of these scenarios? Can you quantify it? Like in a common man palace, if you want to die, it doesn't matter if you is as a result of your NYC. No. To me, like I say personally, the benefit is 100% to me that you, I cannot even imagine any disadvantage of NYC. I serve in Oshun State. That is where I serve, in Oshobo. I have never been to that place before. NYC took me there. And even by January, I plan going back to that community because of the way they treated me. So how then would come and say this we should? No, there is no benefit at all to say you want to serve it. It's not easy. First, to save money out of 19,800 naira. I left that place with almost 70,000 naira. You think this? So, NYC teaches a lot of things, not just about related to Taliban.
And why it teaches more things, not just a gallivanting parole. That's John, by the way. 92.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
My name is Bob. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Welcome, Bob.
Okay, so the question you ask is the NYC is still relevant. To me, I will say yes and no. And I will also go to be optional.
Oh, but the sports minister says that we should even think about making it optional, that its objective are solid and they should continue to be promoted.
Sorry, I'm barely hearing you.
The sports minister is saying that it should not even be made optional. It is a compulsory thing. Nobody should talk about making it optional because its objectives are solid and should be promoted.
I know. The NYSC we talked about, it has benefited some people and some, it has also taken their life. This NYSC made some people happy and they didn't come back.
True.
And this NYSC makes people forget their skill. To me, I would say it should be optional and they should come up with something new. In the sense that maybe in a skill acquisition, or that means it must not be compulsory that you have to teach.
Okay. All right. It's not compulsory that you asked. Do you remember we had that conversation about the restriction of what services, how they can be used, talking about the UCOM member, which brings me once again to the objectives. Objective number 4, to enable Nigerians youth acquire the spirit of self-reliance by encouraging them to develop skills for self-employment. That's objective number 4. Now, another one here is to promote national unity and integration. Very important. So, the minister is saying we shouldn't even have any conversation about scrapping the NYSC or even making it optional. It is compulsory so long as you graduate from a university here in Nigeria. My name is Jude. We'll be back after the messages. Good morning. Hello, Potaka returns.
we take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, so you've never been to Gombe, and then you just graduated from the Department of Engineering, University of Benin. And then you go up to the board where the call-up letters have come through, and then you see Gombe. And then you go, hey, Jesus, how do I cope? And then you go to Gombe State. And then, yes, it's a totally different climb from what you are used to. But after a while, you get used to it. You fall in love with the place. You settle down. That is the story of many Nigerians. Some people go serve, they don't have a great experience. Let's be honest. You know, I don't sit down here and, you know, paint a novel or paint a sense of novelty about the NYSC program. It is froth with a lot of challenges. It is froth with corruption, zonal inspectors and allies, you know, demanding or being, you know, as it were, favored, you know, by some people, rubbing palms so that they can do A and B or maybe not come to work or whatever. You know, there's a lot, the amount of monies being spent for feeding, and then let's not forget the uniforms and the canvas as well. That's another debate. People talk about how corrupt the system is, seeing the poor quality that has been given to Nigerian sons and daughters in the past decade. So yes, it is fraught with problems. Does that mean it's no longer relevant? Well, I'd like to get to hear from you, as always, this morning.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, Let's Talk.
As always, please do well, turn down the volume of your radio set and refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. If you didn't quite sit or hear, do not make unsubstantiated claims. But very importantly, please do not make comments that may be seen as inciting. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on Twitter. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on Twitter. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. 92.3, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning, please. Could you turn off your radio set, please?
Yeah, good morning, Baju.
Good morning, please.
Yeah, this is Baris speaking.
Welcome.
From Melelewa.
Go on, please.
Yeah, I did my own youth service in biology.
Okay.
That was 2011.
Mm.
We participated in INEC registration in January 2011. And in April, we took part in the general election. It was a wonderful experience. But then some people lost their lives.
Yes.
Sadly. Now, my challenge is, every time we talk about NYSC, we forget about the objective of this scheme. The objectives are wonderful. But are there improvements? Year in, year out. Mm. I think if improvement can be made, the scheme is great. That's number one. Then two, Nigeria generally, every time we get involved in a problem, just like I'm telling you about the crisis in Bauchi, those couples that died in Bauchi in 2011 were my friends, because we're serving in the same village and I touched their dead bodies.
Oh dear.
Those couples that died in Bauchi.
Oh dear.
So, but after the challenge, everybody will forget about what happened. What can we do to foster that kind of experience?
Mm.
We don't look at those things anymore. So it's not good. If every day people are talking about the challenges in the scheme and there are not solutions preferred, and there people are not there like, okay, what can we do to improve the scheme? I think that's not good enough. But generally, NYSC is wonderful. I can speak a little Hausa because I
spent time there.
I served in Bauchi.
Darlington. Darlington is in the great alley. Darlington, good morning to you, please.
Yeah, good morning, Jude.
Good morning, please. Thank you for your patience, please.
Yeah, compliments of the season.
Compliments of the season to you.
You see, my brother, Jude, I have to be true to you. The intentions behind NYSC was a superb intention. The intentions were good from the onset, and it was in the right dimension. But you see, okay, because I served in Zamfara, and I'm going to give you a true life situation whereby not the zonal coordinator now, but even the place where I had to serve, the principal, I think I was talking about that, the principal was so intentional about it, like more or less like it was even more interested in you leaving the place so that you can share his money with you. We can share your money, true life situation, so that you can share your money with him. That was how bad it was. But because I wanted to understand the culture of the Zamfara people, because of the way they were saying Sharia and all that, I wanted to truly see for myself. That's me. If you say there's debt here, I want to see it for myself, how true that thing is. And I found out that it was not as the way people were painting Zamfara to be, you know, Sharia and all this stuff. We were working freely, no doubt about it. Just do your thing. But do you know the principal of the place at some point was trying to make things a bit difficult? It was when he now saw the other side of me, it stayed clear. I just told him, I said, if I want you to go, you are not the one that would tell me to work my transfer or to do anything about myself. I just choose to want to stay here, to understand your people. And that's how bad it is. So there are so many vices that are coming to the system that has made it unbearable. So if you ask me, I would tell you, let them scrap it. But the intentions were good from the onset. I wish we can remove those vices, we can fight those vices. You know, you tend to understand people's culture. That's why I call them those Muslim guys, my brothers from the north. I call them my brothers because I was able to see firsthand some group of persons who were legal thinking persons for once, unlike what they were painted to be. Everybody has his own, every tribe, every religious god is good and is bad aspect. But I was able to meet the good ones and some of the bad ones. And I was able to cope and adapt. So it was a right intention. But the vices, Jude, I don't know how we're going to do it. If the vices keep on, let them scrap it. It's as simple as that.
Okay. Darlington in the Great Alley, thank you very much for your submission. 93, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, please. Welcome. Thank you for your patience.
Happy Christmas.
I wish you the same, please. Good morning.
Brother Jude.
Yes, please.
It's just that Nigeria as a country, and including the media industries, we are not good in keeping of records. If we were, I would have asked you to check the number of youth coppers that have been killed in this country as a result of going for their service. Then, number one, there is no proper security to protect them. Then, furthermore, I will begin to look at that the peace that we talk of, which was one of the objectives why it was set up, to bring the permanent unity between the youth of the country. And I know that millions have served and are in the nation or in the society. But today I have not seen that peace. That is those that have served enforcing that peace. That today the 6 geographical zones we have in the country, and then the youth are not united. That is number two. Again, the way some youth coppers will be sent to institutions, and institutions will reject them, that they don't want them. And it will just be like that. Finally, the person advocating that we should continue and make it compulsory. Then I want to ask him.
It is compulsory.
Why can't you want to use this trend? That he said, we should make it compulsory. Also make it compulsory so that immediately the National Youth Service, boys and girls, maybe they play their service, let the employment be given to them. Is it only for them to serve? After serving, they will come and enter the society and begin to suffer. So I am of the opinion that it should either be optional or should be scarce. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. He's saying that being optional doesn't even make sense. Hello, good morning, welcome. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please. Hello? Okay. I don't think that fellow knew that his call had been taken. Well, you know, it does happen. It does happen. 0700-923-0923, 0700-923-0923. All right, let's see now. Let's read these messages very quickly. Now, on WhatsApp, we have a message here. In fact, we have several messages. This one starts off saying, Vincent from Rivers said the federal government of Nigeria has failed for the outlined objective of the scheme. Participants of the scheme should be made self-reliant but are now made to be job seekers and loafers on the streets of Nigeria. What a shame. Now, I served in Bosso local government area of Niger State. NYSC showed me how hospitable the people of Niger State are. It made me understand the Nupe culture. I saw pure religious tolerance as long as you abide by the common rules of the community. If you have an open mind, you will appreciate and fall in love with other people's way of life. The NYSC, like every other policy, will always have its demerits, but the merits of the scheme outweigh the demerits. DJ from Port Harcourt. Zion is speaking to us from Jerry. Zion, DJ says that the merits outweigh the demerits. Do you agree?
Yes. To me, it should be scrapped. The NYSC is like a backlog to our economy.
How so?
And it's causing us more harm than good. Look at the billions of naira we spend on NYSC annually. If we would have put that money into the economy of Nigeria, it would have helped us better.
But the money is actually in the economy of Nigeria because people are hired to sew those outfits. People are paid to cook those meals. Those people have children. People are also paid, you know, to secure areas. The soldiers, they get some allowances. All of these things stimulate the economy.
So how has it reflected to grow the economy? In all the budget they read for the source of how we fund our budget, have they mentioned NYSC? Have they mentioned it? They have not made it's a waste. See, our economy is dying, and we need every source to gather funds to give as a wager to build our economy. We spend money to places that we cannot even trade. The fabrics they buy, how we sure they won't buy those fabrics here in Nigeria? See, look at the visions and the missions of the NYSC have been defeated. Now we have a problem in the southeast here in Anambra State. What has NYSC contributed to solve the problem there? Since it says for national integration is for peace, is to foster national this and national that. What has NYSC come up with based on the seat at home in the south, in the southeast, based on the militancy in the Niger Delta? What has NYSC done? Based on our economy that is not growing, what has NYSC done? So you find that these people are just wasting our money. See, if it is a company now, they would have shut down that department, that department is not functioning. It's not growing the organization. We are looking at things that is viable. Oh, we got married. We traveled here. So on your own, can't you travel there? Let us be honest. Our tradition and our culture does not sponsor us to marry from afar. Our culture told us to marry close because we have this relationship with each other. If I marry from your community, there is a program we do that our community will dance to your community to know all the people there. You people will also dance to our own community to know. These are the things we use in building relationship among communities traditionally. You now brought in the NYSC that is just there wasting us like a conduit pipe, siphoning phone. You said it's for national integration. Look at the problem you are committing in
Hold on, Zion. All these problems have no direct bearing on the NYSC. It's not. It did start because of the NYSC, and directly the NYSC is not going to solve these problems. But the NYSC, on from its objective, is meant to foster unity. It's meant to foster people spending time with each other, particularly the youths. It is the youths who will not take, like you've heard, I'm very sure you heard some of the people who called. They spend time in Osun State. They still spend in Zamfara and Bauchi State. They regard these people as our brothers and our sisters. All of that wouldn't have happened if NYSC did not come into play.
No, if it is only on NYSC based on the vision and the mission of NYSC, I'm not talking about sentimental or, see, this thing you are talking, are we not doing it on our own? Are we not meeting each other on Facebook, chatting ourselves, who don't know each other?
How many people would have visited Gombe if not for NYSC? Let's be honest.
That is to tell you that that person does not have the act of patriotism as a Nigerian.
Have you visited Gombe?
Do you know that there are even people here in Port Harcourt that have not been, they are living in Wojio. They have not gone to Port Harcourt Township for the past 1 year. They have not been there. Is that the kind of people you force to go to Gombe, say, to go and do what? I'm telling you, people living in Borokiri now, Borokiri Stanfield, they have not gone to oil mill for the past 3 years. They don't even know what is happening there. Even here in Port Harcourt, they don't even travel, and you expect them to go and travel to Gombe State, to go and do what?
That's for it's. We're talking about integration. Anyway, let me read your messages. We have one more thing to do before I leave this morning, and I crave your indulgence, please. Okay, all right. This one here says, Jude, good morning. In those days when the government was fully committed to giving quality education, NYSC was very relevant. In that time, it was a forum where the youths would give back to their country and sacrifice for them. But now the youths no longer matter to the government, and our university education is jeopardized. I do not think NYSC is still relevant. Comfort from Eneka. All right, thank you very much. Jude, I did my NYSC in Bauchi 2010-2011. 6 months into my service here, the 2011 post-election violence broke out. From record, we had 10 core members murdered in cold blood, not caught in the crossfire. That does not include the ones not on record. I mean, the hoodlums went to a copper's lodge one after the other, killing and maiming core members. I had a friend of mine killed and injured with severely and the intent to kill. This happened simultaneously in Kaduna and a few other northern states. Those of us left Bauchi alive were spared miraculously. With that, do you now say that NYSC has lost its relevance? It should just be scrapped, please. That's an anonymous message. Okay. All right. Okay. So please, I have a task for you for the remainder of the 5 minutes that we have on the program. Please, I call on you and I'll tell you what I would like for you to do. Those of you who are listening, it is very, very important that I share this with you. It's personal. No, it's not really personal. It really isn't personal. But I would like to say it's a way of saying thank you. Please, bear with me.